Yes. That was just a note that they'll pick up Galbraith at 9 o'clock at Boston Airport, and he'll be at the Andrews at 10.
Right.
So Cupper and he are standing by, too.
Right. Well, now, one possibility is, of course, is to send a vice president and me. In terms of the presence of Kosygin and so forth, that could make some sense. There is some merit in the point that the vice president has a clear protocol seniority, of course, to the Secretary of State, and it's more dramatic, and it's...
Now, does that protocol mean as much as they say it does? I was vice president this period, and people died all over the country, and it never seemed to make any difference. Kennedy didn't go, and has it been through the years, can you find out that has it been a custom of the United States to send the highest-ranking official or the vice president when to these funerals?
Well, we've had relatively few cases of prime ministers dying in office of countries as large as and important as India. We've had some former prime ministers in the case of Japan and others. And coming ahead of us will be such things as Chancellor Adenauer coming down the trail. We had the Churchill matter. I don't think there's much in it either way, Mr. President, quite frankly. I think that you do need a solid political man who's been with you in all these meetings, if there's any discussion at all with Kosygin. And this is why I suggested that the vice president goes. George Ball might go with him, but... the vice president and I both could go. I don't myself believe that there was any reaction at the time of Nehru's funeral to the fact that the Secretary of State was a representative, but one can't tell. And with changes of gossip and the fact that the Churchill funeral did create some speculation, it's a matter of political judgment, and I don't know how good my glands are in that respect.
I think I'm just going to take the position that we don't have to have a vice president only for funerals.
Yeah?
That we have to send whoever the president thinks, under the circumstances, is best suited at that particular occasion, and without giving any reasons or justifications or anything else, just send them. That would be my...
Well, my own personal reaction, of course, I'm biased because I'm the 54th Secretary of State, is that if... A delegation that consisted of the Secretary of State and John Sherman Cooper and Kenneth Galbraith and Chet Bowles would not be looked upon as diminishing in any way any other delegation any other country would have there. But to nail that down and to get the best of both worlds, there is the possibility of the Vice President and I both going. I talked to Doc Morgan about the possibility that I might not be there in the morning, and he would like to go ahead with George Ball and let me pick up when I get back at the first part of the week. Now, there's another possibility that may affect this. If I were to go, I'd want you to consider very seriously whether it would be a good idea for me to drop in on Saigon on the way home. Coming back that way gives the benefit of the tailwinds and is just as quick as coming back the other way. And there might be some point in my having a talk with Cabot Lodge these days.
Yes, sir, I think it would be good, and I thought of that earlier, and I thought I would ask you to seriously consider that, because I think it would be important for you to paint as gloomy a picture of our problems here with the churches, with the Bobby Kennedys, and
right.
McGoverns, with the Russells and all the rest of them, as you could, so that he could see that this is something we had to seriously consider.
Well, if your decision were that I should go, I would like very much to come back through Saigon. And I had determined early in the evening I'd make that recommendation to you, but I didn't want to prejudge your decision on this deli business.
Well, I think that we'll just make this tentative decision now, and if you want to shoot for what time, what departure do you want to shoot?
I think midnight.
All right, well, I'll be back in touch with you. We'll just make it. I've already got these other two men alerted. They are standing by. You just tell whoever else you want to go.
Right.
In the event you go, I would not think that the vice president would go because I want you to come back by Saigon, and I see no no real point in that.
Right, well,
I think it will get a good deal of flack, but we don't care.
Will you call me again in another hour or two then?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine.
Operator.